had milkweed. I can't think of the name of it. Cause that's what we had most of it on the farm where we were.
And now, did they have they would have picket fences, and now what would the fences be made of, like where you have your hogs fenced in?
Most plantation owners would have a little sawmill or something where you could get those slabs, as they called them, and build your fences. And then some people, if they couldn't do that, they would go out, cut down these trees, and they would make slabs out of the, oak, I believe it was, and make kind of a rail fence around.
Oh, have a rail fence. Uh-huh.
Only it wasn't narrow like rails, but wide enough to go around and make a hog lot like that.
Well, now, who used wire, for example? Where would you find wire fences?
That would be with your plantation owner, the man that owned the farm, if he was around his pasture or whatnot for his mules and hogs and things.
Uh-huh.
But that's not for the tenant, though.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they would have barbed wire.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Now they would have that fastened. Now they would unroll that barbed wire and fasten it up to
the posters. That's when I was growing up.
I see. Yeah.
Now after I married, when I got married, that's when I began to learn more about those things, because when I first married, that was 1937. And in 1938, my husband and his brother purchased a tract of land. And in 39, we moved on that land. In other words, they built a house, just built it in the woods and set it there, and we had to clean up all around it. And that year, we made a nice crop. We had 5 bales of cotton and 3 loads of corn, wagon loads, which was good. And we paid for that 40-acre tract in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that's when, you know, I began to come out, when I married, to learn and come out of, you know, those different things and begin to get out and learn and what have you.
Well, did you ever see a fence or a wall that was made out of loose rock? Probably didn't have much of that around here. I guess there wouldn't be that. It's not a rocky type area.
It's not.
When you had chickens, do you remember, did people ever put like a, what did they call it? Oh, to try to fool the hen, to make them start laying, put a something in their nest to make them think that it was a...
I don't remember. If we did, I don't remember that.
You ever remember seeing an egg that was kind of like an artificial egg or something?
I don't remember.
Well, what would you use to carry your water in, like from the pump into the house?
You had buckets.
Oh, you had buckets. What would they be made of?
In growing up, all we had was, in those days you would bought your, what you call lard, you call it shortening nowadays.
Yes, yeah.
In those days you called it lard. Now, never shall I forget, you get a gallon bucket of lard or half a gallon bucket of lard, and the gallon buckets you use for water buckets.
Uh-huh.
After that was taken out, that's when I was growing up.
Well, now, what about your milk? Like after you'd milk your cow, what would you carry it in?
You would use that in, to carry it in. And of course, you had your churn, your little crockery stone, or whatever you call it, churns that you had, that you put it in after you milk the cow. So.
Well, now,